idiotic language, I say something, but this is not what I mean. There are those other meanings. And it's to you to dig it. And how do you dig it? Better you know the techniques, better you are familiar with this kind of language, better you could do it. That's the only thing. Practice, practice, practice. That's the hardest stuff in art school. When you go to the art school, you want everything to be very abstract. Okay, let's be loose. And suddenly you are facing exercises that you should do over and over and over again. And not to give up is like to learning to play a violin. First time you touch this stuff, the noise is unbearable. With the hope that someday the note comes out of this, you have to do what? This is the way of life. Okay. So, we pass the first book, we'll come back to it, because this is our principle. The first half. Second one, no. Because second one is something that will be explained later. This half doesn't change. This is the nature of human being. Nature of human being with duality. The first problematical duality was to have cross eyes, not to understand the unity, believe in separations. The pain of separation. That will not change. That's what is there. The second part, abbreviatedly, we go to see what could be done about this. I think that this is abbreviation because Rumi will talk about all these subjects later. And there's something else. Look at it. It's a very short one compared to the... It's not exactly half. It's less than half. And it's very brief. It goes from this to that to that. It, little stories, the division we talk later, but he will give us the hints, then he will close the class and say, go and practice. 2 years of practice. Those practices, we don't know what was that. Rumi has told the people to do something, okay? We know that. How? We'll see at the end of the book, he will explain. At the beginning of the next book, he will start to explain in Hikmat, the knowledge of why this period of time you needed to do something else. Now that this has gone, the other part has been brought here, then we'll start the knowledge itself. What he told them, we don't know. I don't have a clue, because whatever I read about his time is a very bizarre time that is very difficult to really connect to. It's long gone. And there are a lot of exaggeration in his private life that was not even that much about to begin with. So we don't know. One thing we know, that this is what a teacher normally do. Because he knows he's living in the same era, and he will point out some practicalities. But we know, as other stuff, it's hidden here, underneath. Beneath it, there are hints that what should you do. Let's start from the beginning, the second part of book one. What could we do? Peter, are you ready?
Yes, what line? What line?
Line 2, line 3, 2. Right.
Concerning the qualities of the peer?
Yes.
And obedience to him. O splendor of the truth, the Samadin, take one or two sheets of paper and add in description of the peer. Although thy slender body hath no strength, yet without the sun, we have no light. Although thou hast become the wick, the lighted wick, and and a glass, yet thou art the heart's leader, thou art the end of the thread. Inasmuch as the end of the thread is in thy hand and will, the pearls on the heart's necklace are from thy bounty. Write down what appertains to the peer who knows the way. Choose the peer and regard him as the essence of the way. The peer is summer and people...
Okay. What was that all about? He knows that he ended the story, big story of the caliph and man and a woman, husband and wife. Remember? So he knows that he finished it. You remember in the middle of the last paragraph, he sort of said, honest to God, this is it. I told you, from the beginning to the end, there is no beginning, there is no end, this is love story. So it's always way, but I told you whatever I had, and this is the real stuff, really, about feeling good. He told us all this, right? Now he wants to say, okay, let's talk about what could we do about this. He start exactly with this. Okay, now, you, Hisamati. Why you, Hisamati? He wants to start the second part. He said, okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, right? He doesn't talk about ladies and gentlemen. Maybe because the ladies were not there. We don't know. Maybe they were behind the curtain. I don't know. But he doesn't talk like that. He brings in the name of His Amity. Okay. Is this the first time we hear this? No. Is this the last time we hear it? No. It happens often in Masnavi. Why? First of all, we know that the Samadhin represents everyone. We know that story, right? Everybody went to Samadhin, and Samadhin now is actually working as a replacement of Rumi. He's the best student over there, right? And Rumi loves him like he loves Shams. This is the third Shams for him. And these three Shams will tell us a lot and should tell us a lot. Have you ever compared them? It's very interesting. When Rumi is around 40-ish, he finds a Shams which is around 75. Okay? This is how it is. So he's 38, something like that, which is at the top of your physical existence, really. That's the top. An old man, 75-year-old, will change him. After 4 years or so, he's still 42, 45, right? He will choose another man. 95 years old, 90 years old, something like that. Very old. Illiterate, quiet person, who doesn't even talk correctly. He's just... Who is this guy? And in addition to all of that, you remember Masnavi, the guy is a goldsmith. Isn't it the irony? And he loves him one. He loves him so much that when he mispronounces some word, Rumi will order that word to be written in Masnavi wrong way. Will say, this is right way, if he says it so. He loves him for just being a good spirit. No physical or literal qualities there. The spirit is there. The visible part is nothing. Right? Invisible part, my goodness, his replacement of that Shams, The Shams that he calls Shams Manu Khudaw Yuman, which is the son of my life and my God. Then Rumi becomes old. He's around 50 or so. There is this young guy, which is under 30 years old, who is the best. First of all, he is the most organized fellow who will organize Rumi's life from that moment for almost 20 years. He will organize the school, will organize Rumi's life, and he will organize this documentation. It's not hard to imagine that he has been there always, never been late. Having gone through it, honestly, he is concentrated on all of this, right? This is what Rumi sees. Not as a teacher only, she's a very good learner. What do you expect from your students? Discipline, concentration, to do it with love, being organized, and being clever and understanding and all that. This is the God. In addition to that, this is not the God, this is the group. Because that stuff could never be done individually. It needs participation, and everybody is participating. So this is, in a way, a very special stuff which could be the subject of a lot of talking about Rumi. You know that Rumi never affiliated himself with any khanqah or any mosque or any religious or any group. Never. In his name, so many groups that exist now. He didn't do that. One, the way I see Rumi to me is a genius who had received the magic and became the magician. Somehow, I told you a little bit about how I came back to this book, and I discovered the magic of style and teaching. He really knows. The problem is complete in him. He's not like some of those philosophers that they talk about some part is grayish, they don't know what's over there. He's the master. And for him, he needs a special khanqah. So he made it. Was the class he had, which had none of those ceremonies of khanqah. And we know everybody's sitting around, and Rumi is turning around the column, talking and reciting. This is his khanqah, the classroom, because he believes in teaching. He knows what he is doing. What is he doing? He's passing the light. He never ever claims that this is the holy light I have. He'll always say, this is the holy light Shams gave it to me. And it's for another Shams, Hisam al-Din. Because he knows that Hisam al-Din is receiving the candle to do what? To pass it along. This is what had happened. We are receiving that light here, right? Hisam al-Din is doing it. This is why Hisam al-Din, for him, is this book. And he will say, later you will see him say, Hisam al-Din, this is you, this Masnavi is you.